Harper Audio presents All Chained Up by Sophie Jordan. Performed by Christian Fox. 1. It looked every bit as intimidating as she thought it would. The broad, three-storied building was almost colorless beige. The minute the thought entered her head, she knew it didn't make sense. Beige was a color. In fact, a lot of her wardrobe consisted of beige. Beige shoes, beige slacks, maybe a sad testament to her sense of fashion, but there it was. Through the car window, all light seemed to end in the shadow of the building, as if the sun's rays could not quite reach past the electric fence with its coiling barbed wires and the looming watchtowers with armed guards. All light, all life, ended right before its walls. A small shiver scraped down her spine as one cold fact sank in. She was going in there. They passed through the brick sallyport and stopped at the gatehouse. Dr. Walker spoke with the guard on duty, handing him both their IDs. The guard examined them, his eyes lost behind the shiny lenses of his sunglasses. After a moment, he looked up and scrutinized them inside the car. Ryer tried for a smile, but it faltered at his impassive expression. She caught a glimpse of her reflection in those gleaming lenses. She had tamed her unruly hair into its usual ponytail. At least at first glance, she looked professional. Only from behind was the wavy mass even visible. She could almost forget that it was as coarse as a horse's tail. The guard handed back their identifications. Dr. Walker, Ms. Davis, follow the signs around the admin building.
Thank you.
Dr. Walker gave him a cheery wave and drove on, following the winding road.